You talked a little bit about there about being 80 years old and looking back on your life. I'm going to just play a little game with you. So we've got to imagine, imagine that what day of the week was, I think it's Tuesday today, Tuesday. Mm. So Friday, you find out that Friday is your last day on Earth. My question is, and really put yourself there, right? So Friday's your last day on Earth. All the fights coming up, AJ Fury, it's all falls away. What do you immediately regret?
That's actually something that I've thought about quite a lot. And the reason was about 4 months ago, my granddad passed away. He was 93. Great life, you know. And when I went to see him in his last couple of days, you know, and he obviously didn't look great. And I looked at him, I thought, wow, life's crazy, isn't it? I said, everything that you've done in your life, and now you're laying here, about to leave. So when you get experiences like that, just you have to be reminded sometimes that this is a game. Life is a game. We're only on borrowed time, right? And you can never take yourself too seriously. I think that's one thing I do well, is I love to have a laugh and I don't take myself too seriously. In answer to your question, since that moment, I've been thinking a lot about if I went now, do you look back and say, I couldn't have done any more? I had a great time. And I think the answer is yes. I mean, we can all do better. But my dad is an inspiration in that respect, because he's the kind of person that couldn't have squeezed one more drop out of his life, right? So I'm quite envious of that. He's 73, and who knows how long he's going to last. But I do feel like it's very important that when you get to whatever stage when God says, that's enough for you, that you are able to look back and say, I couldn't have done any more. And that scares me a little bit, because
I want to know exactly what, when you think about more, you're saying I could have done more. Mm. You find out that this Friday is your last day. What are the things where you think, do you know what? Because I think that that moment, like the deathbed moment, puts everything in perspective.
It does. But I think in that moment, your emotions are very different to when you're well and fit and on the hustle and just, you know, so you don't get a chance to reflect on that kind of moment until you're there.
Yeah.
And the obvious reflection at that point is, I wish I would have spent more time with my family. Hmm. You know, I wish I would have been less focused probably on work. But I'm not a believer in, you know, the thoughts then are not the thoughts now. And you have to act on the moment. You can't live your life saying, well, blimey, when I'm on my deathbed, you might look back and, because I don't think you can plan like that. You have to do what's in your heart. You have to do what feels right. And what feels right for me right now is this.
Sure.
What might feel right then is, do you know what? Should have probably missed a few trips really and just done the school run a little bit more. And I know that, you know, you really have to understand where you are in life. This is great for your mental health as well and your sanity. You've got to be honest with yourself and you've got to understand the situation. I know exactly where I'm at, what I'm thinking, what I'm doing, the sacrifices I'm making, what I could do better at, what I, you know, but I'm okay with it. You know, you can't get the perfect balance, but as long as you understand what is going on and you're not deluded, you're not stubborn. Oh, don't worry about it. I'm not that. Well, yeah, I know I need to do more at home. I know I need to do more school runs. I know I need to be less short with the wife sometimes.
But can you, there's a couple of points here that I think are super interesting. So, That deathbed moment, what I think it's doing, and I've never been there, you've not been there, but what I think it's doing is it's telling you what actually mattered, because to some degree, I think that it's like with that hindsight, you can say, fuck, that person criticizing my hair or my cut or this, none of that fucking ever mattered. All of that was trivial. The things that mattered were, as you say, like my niece or my, you know, so I think that's what that moment's doing.
But that comes over time. How old are you now?
27. 20,
okay, you're 20, a baby,
yeah.
Right? When I was 27... What people thought of me really mattered. Mm. You know, I mean, listen, I've been working out for 35 years just to stay fat. You know, like the Barnett's going a little bit. I could not give a monkey's now. At your age, oh, mate, I was, you know, I might have been Jack the Lad. I might have been turning up there. But deep down, you know, it'd only take one of the boys to say, you know, tell you what, Ed, you're putting on a bit of timber there. Oh, look, your Barnett's creeping back. What do you mean? Now, I go, yeah, mate, I know. Listen, yeah. Sign of the times, isn't it? So being comfortable with yourself is the best feeling in life. You know, it's the best feeling in life. And I think when I was growing up at school, I wasn't. subconsciously. I think I had a massive chip on my shoulder, and that's why I was a bit of a knob, to be quite honest. But when you get comfortable with yourself, it's a beautiful thing in life. It really is. You know, when you wake up in the morning and you've always got to try, for me, and look good and feel good and be the best version of yourself you can be. But you do get to a stage, and that's actually when you become really powerful and effective. You know, it's the same kind of thing. You know, when you're young and you're courting, or you're looking for a young lady to show you some interest, you know, when you try really hard and you're sort of on edge and you're a bit, oh, don't really like my hair, or, oh God, you know, the ones that walk into the bar and just go, oh, mate, you know, I know I'm not the best, but I'll, you know, they're the ones that everybody gravitates to. Anyone with a smile on their face is always creates so much more energy and flow than the people that don't. And that's about being comfortable in yourself. So I think that it's very difficult with everything you've achieved at your age to just know where you're going or what you're doing. I'm done. Do you know what I mean? I'm married. I've got two kids. I've got business. I'm struggling to balance everything, you know, but I'm here. You know, I'm not going to roll back the years and do this and do that. And I know exactly what I'm doing. I know exactly where I'm at. I know exactly what I'm focusing on. And that life starts to become a lot easier then. At your age, you know, I went to work. I left college after my A-levels. I went to work for 5 years in sports management companies and event management companies. I was a sports agent on the PGA Tour in America. I had no idea where I was going. I mean, I just wanted to be successful. I wanted to earn money, you know. But the mindset or the changing mindset over the years is unbelievable. I always say to people, you know, what matters to you now, you will look back on when you get to my age and go, I can't believe I even used to worry about stuff like that. And that's important, because I feel like people that are very successful, you know, you did it at a very young age, very impressive, because I think it takes time. Now, when I did the Cambridge talk the other day, you know, you're sitting down with all these young, I mean, I'm street smart and I can sell, right? These people are like, boffins. I'm jealous of boffins. I used to take the mickey out of boffins. I'm jealous of boffins now. I find intellectual people fascinating. I love talking to them and just trying to learn and absorb. And I'm sitting in this room of people and they're listening to me and I'm thinking, you know, firstly, you must be listening to me thinking, this bloke, who is he? What is he, a used car dealer or something like that? And then, but I'm talking around, I'm saying to you, what do you want to do? You know, what is success to you? They've not got a clue. And it's not because they're at Oxford and they're deluded. It's because it's very difficult at that age to understand. I don't believe anyone at 40 looks back at what they were thinking at 20 and said, yeah, I had this plan, I'm there now, and this is what I always wanted to do. So it takes time to develop a passion for something. And that's a key word, passion, because when we talk about being relentless and we talk about this work ethic, you can only have it if you love what you do.
You are always one decision away from taking your business to the next level. And a decision that's helped me to transform my business is moving over to NetSuite, who I'm excited to say are a sponsor of this podcast. If you don't know already, NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. It's reduced IT costs because it lives in the cloud, so you can access it from anywhere. And the cost of managing and running multiple systems, because it's in one unified business management suite. My team and I don't have to worry about tasks being manual and clunky, and it means that I can be more efficient and to focus on more important things, like bringing you the best episodes and guests on this show. So I become one of the 37,000 companies that have already made the move over to NetSuite. NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks, so head to netsuite.com/Bartlett for a free product tour. Back to the episode. You are always one decision away from taking your business to the next level. And a decision that's helped me to transform my business is moving over to NetSuite, who I'm excited to say are a sponsor of this podcast. If you don't know already, NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. It's reduced IT costs because it lives in the cloud, so you can access it from anywhere. And the cost of managing and running multiple systems, because it's in one unified business management suite. My team and I don't have to worry about tasks being manual and clunky, and it means that I can be more efficient and to focus on more important things like bringing you the best episodes and guests on this show. So I become one of the 37,000 companies that have already made the move over to NetSuite. NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks, so head to netsuite.com/Bartlett for a free product tour. Back to the episode.